This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Thursday, November 17th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best from Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button. And if you leave a 5-star review with your best NFL take, I'll make sure to read it on upcoming pod, and I'll do a whole pod of all your guys' best NFL takes. So hit that subscribe button and leave a 5-star review with a take. It really helps the show grow, and I'll make sure to read it on the pod. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite players in the NFL, a quarterback I've really liked since Ohio State, someone I really believed in coming into his draft and is now starting to take the league by storm, Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields. And I think the reason I enjoy his play so much, not just because of what he did at Ohio State, but I feel like I'm seeing the next Jalen Hurts in Justin Fields. I see so many similarities between the two. And for Bears fans, I'm here to tell you that although this year is not going the way you want at 3-7, it doesn't look like you're going to make the playoffs barring some miraculous turnaround. I think 2023 could be a really good year for the Bears. And I think it's because Justin Fields is going to take that big leap. So why do I believe that? Bears fans, let me tell you what I saw with Jalen Hurts last year here in Philadelphia and what led to this year. Last year, Jalen Hurts came out first year as a full-time starter. He did play a little bit in 2020, but 2021 was his first full year as a starter. And early on, I thought the Eagles kind of mismanaged how they were using him. In the first 5 games last year, he had only one game where he had 10-plus rushing attacks, right? So he was mostly staying in the pocket. He was throwing it way too many times. The Eagles, coming into the season, had a game plan I thought didn't really fit where he was at in his development. But what they did was they ended up changing it and turning it around, and they made the rushing attack the main part of it, right? In the second half of the year, after only having one game with 10-plus rushing attempts in his first 5 games, he had 10-plus rushing attempts in 5 of his next 6. So they let him get out of the pocket. They let him play more of his game. Didn't really focus on keeping him in the pocket to force him to develop. Move the offense so that it was more, at that point, where it was more, where it was better for his skill set, right? Where he was at in his development. And as a result, you saw him improve as the year goes on. He looked more comfortable out of the pocket. He showed what he could do as a runner. They won, which was really big. And then coming into this year, there were obvious things he had to improve on. He had to improve as a passer, and he had to improve at just working in the passing game and getting that passing game going. So in 2021, he had a 61% completion percentage. In 2022, this year, it's jumped up to 67, and he's running it way less. He hasn't had 10-plus rushes in his last 4 games. So you see him play from the pocket more. You see him at way better accuracy. Obviously, a 6% jump is huge, but I think having that first year where he was a full-time starter and he showed what he could do as a runner, he showed his dynamic ability in that, I think that allowed him then for this next year to improve more as a passer. He was more comfortable in the offense he was in. You see it this year. He's way much more comfortable in the pocket. He knows where to go with the ball. I don't think that would have happened without the Eagles allowing him to be him his rookie year as a starter and just kind of play his game. So why do I think Justin Fields is going to take that next step? Well, you look at what he's done over these last few games. To start, he is running it more, which is something Jalen did last year in his rookie year. This year, Justin Fields, in his first 5 games, only had 10-plus rushing attempts. So very similar to Hurts. In fact, exactly the same. In 2021, Hurts had 10-plus rushes once in his first five games. This year, Justin Fields, 10-plus rushes once in his first five games. And like Hurts last year, Fields, at this point, is starting to take off as a runner. So in his four of his last five games, he's had 10-plus rushes. You've all seen the highlights about what he can do. He might have the best breakaway speed of any quarterback in the NFL. Lamar, obviously, in that conversation, he probably is still number one, but the speed Fields can hit in the open field is special. It's a special quality. You can't teach it. It's going to be a huge weapon for the Bears over these next few years, or as long as he's there. I mean, he has 386 rushing yards, three touchdowns, multiple rushes of 50 plus yards. He's been incredibly dynamic. And I also think what you're seeing is a result of them allowing him to just feel comfortable, allowing him to play his game. His passing stats are going up too. He has 7 touchdowns, 1 interception in the last few games, 441 yards passing. You would like to see that number higher. You know, that's not 300 yards a game. But with what he's doing on the ground, the offense has really started to thrive. They've put up 29 points, 32 points, 30 points. You can just see that he looks so much more comfortable, and they're running the offense that is better for him. And I give credit to Matt Eberflus and his coaching staff for that. And although they're not winning, they've lost their last three. They're now 3-7 overall. That's probably the best thing for them. I think they're not a team really ready to compete this year. Last year, Jalen Hurts did make the playoffs in a very weak NFC. And the playoff experience was good for him. I don't want to undermine that. I think it was good that he got to go to Tampa, go against Tom Brady in a playoff game. But they got smacked around in that game. It was never competitive. I think looking back on it, the Eagles would have probably preferred to have a higher draft pick. Well, right now, the Bears have the number 6 pick in the draft. So they have a quarterback that's showing a lot of improvement, a coaching staff that's showing they're better understanding how to use him in their offense, and then they're going to have a high pick next year. So with what Justin Fields is doing and the growth that he's showing, I really think he is set for a huge jump next year, very similar to the one Jalen Hurts had. Now, Jalen Hurts is an MVP candidate. Jalen Hurts, in my opinion, is the leading candidate for MVP. And part of that is because of the roster that they've put around him. He got A.J. Brown. He has Devontae Smith. He has Dallas Goedert. He has an elite offensive line. So Chicago still has work to do. But I cannot undersell or understate the fact, or overstate, I should say, overstate the fact enough to Bears fans. It is crucial that Fields is getting this experience this year, and it's absolutely a huge positive sign that he is starting to show this kind of improvement. There's only eight games left. I think he's going to continue to improve, but I think he's really setting himself up nicely for 2023 to have that big leap that Jalen did. And as a result, there are not many quarterbacks in the NFL I would take over Justin Fields right now. If you just look at his draft class, Zach Wilson, he's way better than Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson has a better roster around him, which is why I think obviously his team has a better record. But Zach Wilson is not anywhere close to the player that Justin Fields is. He's not a threat on the ground. He's way worse in the passing game. You could argue he might have more of like a cannon for an arm. I think Zach Wilson is in that class of guys where it just comes off his hand and it flips 50 yards. But Fields has a cannon for an arm too. I mean, he has a very strong arm. But regardless, I would take Fields over Zach Wilson. I would take him over Mac Jones. Mac Jones is in a very tough situation right now with that coaching staff. Anytime you're around Matt Patricia, that's bad news. Joe Judge, bad news. But I think you saw his rookie year, Mac Jones still has some talent. So Mac Jones, he's better than Zach Wilson, but to me, not the best quarterback in that class. I still think I would take Justin Fields over him. Trevor Lawrence, he's got a good head coach in Jacksonville now. He has weapons around him. I think Justin Fields' ability to be a dynamic runner would make me take him over Trevor Lawrence, because I think Fields can be just as good passing the ball as Trevor Lawrence can, but Trevor Lawrence will never be the runner that Justin Fields is. So Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance obviously hurt this year. I think the Bears got the best quarterback in that draft, and I give them credit for getting him. I mean, Fields is somebody that I think most years, and I think a lot of teams that passed on him regret it, would have gone higher, right? I think he has, especially, you know, quarterbacks are always overdrafted. I think Fields should have been a higher pick. So credit to the Bears for going up and getting their guy and their franchise in a much better place for it. So when I was ranking all the quarterbacks that I would take from Justin Fields' rookie class, I also just went through and I decided how many quarterbacks would I trade for Justin Fields right now. So if I'm the Chicago Bears and let's say the Kansas City Chiefs call me and offer me Patrick Mahomes, I'm obviously doing that deal. Patrick Mahomes is a generational talent, even though he's older than Fields, but I would obviously trade Justin Fields for Patrick Mahomes. Would I do it for Tua? I think that's a tougher decision. I think Tua at this point is showing, obviously he's taken a huge step forward. I would probably still trade him for Tua. So here's what I came up for if I'm the Bears. So this team calls me and they say, do you want to swap quarterbacks? I would say no for Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Russell Wilson because of his age, Derek Carr because I think he's shown that while he can be average, I don't think he is ever going to reach that high ceiling. His skills might kind of dictate he would be able to. Deshaun Watson, obviously not trading Justin Fields for him. Ryan Tannehill wouldn't do it for Malik Willis. Matt Ryan because he's old. We already talked about Trevor Lawrence. Certainly not Davis Mills, not Daniel Jones, not Dak Prescott, not Carson Wentz, not Geno, not Jimmy G. Kyler Murray, I would not trade Justin Fields for him. I think Kyler is, you know, similar a little bit to Derek Carr in the way that he has talent where you kind of talk yourself into it, but I don't think you're ever going to win with him as your quarterback. So I wouldn't do it for Kyler. Matthew Stafford's too old. Kirk Cousins, too old. Aaron Rodgers, too old. Jared Goff, I think Justin Fields is better. Tom Brady, too old. Marcus Mariota, definitely not. And then whoever the Panthers and Saints line up at quarterback, I would not trade Justin Fields for him. So the quarterbacks that I would pick over Justin Fields if I was starting my franchise, I would pick Mahomes. I would pick Josh Allen. I would pick Herbert, although that's becoming an interesting discussion. Jalen Hurts, I would still take over Fields. Lamar Jackson, this one was close for me. I think because of Fields' age and just he's younger, you don't have to pay him yet. There's an interesting discussion to be had there. But I think you probably still have to take Lamar. And then I would take Tua over Justin Fields still. I think Tua is further along as a passer. I think he probably has a more accurate arm. His head coach has said he's thrown one of the most accurate balls he's ever seen. That's probably a stretch, but I do think he can be really accurate. He's not the athlete that Fields is, but I think as a passer, Tua is probably ahead of Fields at this point. But that's it. I mean, Tua, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Herbert, Hurts, Jackson. You're only talking about six quarterbacks in the entire league that if you told me I could pick to be my quarterback, that I would take over Justin Fields. I have him seventh right now. I think his future is incredibly, incredibly bright. I think he's going to continue to develop. And this time next year, when we're talking about Chicago, we're talking about the best teams and the best quarterbacks in the NFL, I believe Justin Fields will be a part of that. And if the Bears can put the right pieces around him, I think the Bears as well could have an Eagles-type leap in 2023 behind Justin Fields taking a Jalen Hurts-type jump in his second year as a full-time starter. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button and please hit that 5-star review if you like what you hear. It helps the show grow, and I'd love to read your guys' best NFL takes. So thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you guys on Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.